Depend on a call from a school principal to wake you up in the morning. Let me describe it to you. A 10-degree winter morning in New York. I'm curled up in my bed in womb position, having a sex dream invariably. Maybe not actually, but symbolically. Hot dogs chasing donuts through Lincoln Tunnel. Whatever, it's a sex dream. Didn't you have that? With the hot dogs dancing, and the donuts wearing garter belts. You never had that one, huh? Hey, what are you people, freaks? I don't know. But the lipstick missing the lip. Anyway, when you're awakened out of a deep sleep, the person that wakes you up always asks, did I wake you? And you deny it. No matter what kind of web you're removing from your mouth and eyes, you deny it. I was just lying down. I was just lying down about 12 hours, I guess. It was a long lie down there. No, I was just lying. You know, people don't like to be caught napping at 6 in the morning. It could be a school principal, you know. So you ever overcompensate, try to sound awake in a hurry, you go, hello! You go the other way. You don't know what's going to come out. Do you ever test your voice before you get on? Off phone, you know, hello, hello! Ring, hello, hello, ring, hello, hello. Good morning, Mr. Klein. This is Mr. Torelli, Jefferson Junior High School. Morning, Mr. Torelli. I didn't wake you, did I, Mr. Klein? Oh, Mr. Torelli, was just reading the Bible. Oh, good, Mr. Klein. Can you come in for Miss Pringle, our German teacher? She's absent this morning.
I don't speak any German.
No German at all?
Sauerkraut.
Solid. Be there at 9:20. And spell your name right. When you try to start your car in a 10-degree winter morning, the car seems to talk to you in a kind of poem of twisted, frozen steel. Put the key in the ignition and you're like, please don't try to stop me. Please don't try to stop me.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
There's always an old man who comes along, he's retired, walking his dog in the morning with advice. You know, watch out, you'll flood it. Don't flood it.
Leave me alone.
Give me a little tinkle here. This is that new kind of low-key FM radio sound that we've all become so used to. Kind of subdued, relaxed, late-night radio. Goes something like this. Well, it's 4 a.m. in New York City. And, temperature's 31 degrees. Humidity 82%. I'm going to be bringing you the best in musical sounds these next 38 hours. Let's see. Got a letter here from a lady in Yonkers, New York, wants to hear more Arnold Stang. We like hearing from you. Answered a trivia question, Ezra Charles. Send that right along to you. See, it's 401 in New York City. And, temperature a little jump there, 106 degrees. Humidity is zero. Oh, that hair in your nose kind of dries up, doesn't it, Al? Al Dugan, my engineer. Right on, Al. That coffee was good. Say, you're within the sound of my voice, we'd appreciate it if you'd call the police. Al and I are sealed up inside here. We'd like to get the hell out. So, little police emergency action, men in blue, and, before you do, it's 4:02 in New York City. And just before you go into news time, just before I go into coma, we'd like to take you over to Harry's finest credit furniture, Harlem's finest at 125th Street and 2nd Avenue, for the very, very finest in furniture buys.
Hello, this is Harry's, 125th Street and 2nd Avenue.
don't care how long you're working, we will give you credit. I don't care where you're working. I don't care if you're currently in prison. We can work out a deal where others have failed. I have a beautiful bedroom set here, complete with a bed for $4. How do I do it? Volume. So right on, daddy-o, mommy-o, soul brothers. And here's Rocky to tell you about more of these beautiful furniture buys.
Thank you, Harry. See, we have a lovely child's crib here, guaranteed for 5 years, made of durable lead paint. You know.
Thank you. not going to go back home. She knows she's never going to go back there. And I just want to know who's going to go and walk.
Respect for people who fight adversity and, you know, hard times and the horrors and misery and fear in the city sometimes. You ever see a guy fishing at 125th Street in the Hudson River? That is patience. Supposing he did catch something. Do you have any idea what kind of bullock monster fish that's got to be? What a tough New York fish will come out of the water. Boom! Get that goddamn hook out of my mouth, you idiot! What, do they think that tickles you, moron? Give me that bait. I mean, this is, you know, 20 years dodging tugboats. I'm going to fall for that hook, you rube. What, are you from out of town? All New York City animals are tough, like New York City people. Everywhere else, it's save the wildlife. Everywhere else in the world. In New York City, it's public policy to kill whatever wildlife we have. It is a misdemeanor to feed a pigeon in the city of New York. Which they're not enforcing yet, thank goodness, 1984. It'll happen, though. You know, what are they? Old people, who feeds them, right? What, are they going to arrest them? Come here. All right, Muldoon Pigeon Squad, let's go pop up against the wall. Watch them for knives, Billy. We're going to go, incidentally, on an expedition to the one of the many all-night New York grocery sandwich places, you know them. There's a chain of them. We'll see the hostile West Indian who makes sandwiches. There, get ready. You want lettuce, man? Oh, you want pickles too, huh, man? Oh, you want two pieces of bread? Oh, just a mean guy. Hates his work. Because, you know, it's a funny company there, 4 a.m. A lot of people scratching their necks. Oh, give me 4,000 Hershey bars and a pack of Camels soon. You know, allergic, apparently, scratching his arm. I just, you know, they're like sweets a lot, the junkies. You know? Give me 3 Yoo-Hoos, 12 Pepsis, a pound of sugar, and a pack of Kimmy. Give me 17 Devil Dogs, 3 Hostess Twinkies, 14 tons of brown sugar, and an ice cream. There is a panhandler in New York City who works 57th Street. Some panhandlers indict you for not giving them, you know, this guy has the greatest bit. Let me describe him. He looks like Khrushchev. Like chubby, round, soft, cute. He has a woolen hat with earlaps. He's an old man. And he doesn't indict you directly. He just makes you feel like a criminal if you pass him by very simply holding out his hand and going, the guy, I gave him quarter, half dollar, Phil. I just, you know, conscience. Oh, I wrote checks, anything. And I feel like I get again and again about a week's worth, and finally the guy blew his bid. I saw him loading his belongings into a Buick Riviera by the New York AC in the back. I said, hey, please. Well, I didn't know his name. Please, come here for a minute. But I was in California doing some work last summer. The Hollywood Palace parking lot. I park my car, come out, and there's another guy going, it's a franchise. I don't know much, but I'll tell you. If you're walking on the street and you see a man wearing sandals and socks, he's going to have a foreign accent. Try it. You're going, hey, pardon me, can you... I don't know, Philadelphia, I don't know.